I actually had a little breakdown on all the injuries.
Joe Alt, you're right. Again, another guy that went down insane. For them. Just insane. As we've talked about, you know, Nick Bosa tearing his ACL back 5 years ago and tearing it again this year, that turf is just disgusting.
Saleh Thomas, Nick Bosa, Jordan Reed, all in one game. Or maybe it was over 2 weeks.
Aaron Rodgers,
absolutely. Malik Nabers, like, the turf is a joke.
It's disgusting.
They released a timeline, actually, of everyone that's been hurt at MetLife Stadium in the past 5 years. It's incredible.
I mean, Saquon almost lost his career.
Yeah.
And look at him now, playing on natural grass in Philadelphia. 888-957-9570. Yep. He just goes on.
I mean,
and
I
on
can
there.
Just keep going on.
It's insane. Again, just bring natural grass everywhere, people. It's not that hard. Did the 49ers make a mistake starting Brock Purdy yesterday? Let's just ask the question. Did they make a mistake starting Brock at quarterback yesterday? 888-957-9570. I think it's obvious they did. I would have felt so much better had they just taken the loss with the backup quarterback. I don't think Mac Jones wins you that game. I'm not saying that. I feel so much better if they had just given Brock extra rest heading into this game on Thursday Night Football. Short turnaround. He's not going to practice. He's probably going to be limited again this week. Like, just, this is where you need to protect your investments, Joe. Protect your investments. I think that's a radio show somewhere here. But
that's protect your assets.
Oh, sorry. I was close. But same. He is an asset. He's an investment. Protect your $100 million quarterback.
Well, and I think the thing that, like, we could talk about Jimmy G and how he used to throw interceptions and everything. I think the big part of the whole Jimmy G experience, physically, he depreciated dramatically over time.
Yes.
Shoulder, ankle, knee, shoulder, ACL. Ankle, knee, yeah. ACL. Like, his movement and who he ended up being, like, was a shell of what he was. Watching Brock move yesterday and watching Brock throw, it just was not confident in his body and did not look healthy. I know they took him off the injury report. There's just no chance in hell he was healthy.
I
didn't see it at all. I thought it was crazy he was playing.
We've had a couple of calls already saying, and I get it. It's not doom and gloom. The season's not over. They're 3-1. It was a tough loss. The Jags are also 3-1. So let's split it equal here. The Jags aren't scrubs by any stretch of the imagination. They could be a playoff contender when it's all said and
done.
They
looked better than the Niners yesterday.
They did. Now they have a lot of mistakes that they need to clean up too. And I think it was a game of mistakes by both teams. But they're also 3-1. So I'm not throwing dirt on the Niners at all. That being said, it was a bad loss. It's okay to say it. It was a bad loss. And for the people calling in saying, they own the Rams. The Rams are this, the Rams are that. Are the 49ers in position to be sleeping on any divisional opponent right now? When you skated by the Arizona Cardinals, when you skated by the Seattle Seahawks, when you skated by the New Orleans Saints.
It's a long season. Yes. And this is, not to harp on this too long, but all the people, the easiest schedule. This team's a pushover. And that team's a pushover. And that team's a pushover. Well, right now you're banged up. And thank gosh you banked 3 wins.
Yeah.
And now how can you gear up and suit up enough guys for Thursday? Is Pearsall going to be available? Today's a big day. Today's the scariest day of the week for the Niners. It's the day after injury report.
Right.
And
then again, it's a Thursday game. So they're going to be limited. They're not going to be practicing as hard. It's going to be very, and this is why Thursday Night Football, it's such a, again, we love football. We can't have no football, but this is why, players in the past get mad about all these Thursday Night Football games. The Richard Shermans of the world talking about it, all these guys saying, dude, we're trying to get healthy here. And you're making us even more hurt playing these types of games.
And the guy that they can ill afford to get injured outside of quarterback, CMC on 3 days rest. Everything that's happened in the last 2 years.
Not just CMC. Your number one playmaker right now on offense is Ricky Pearsall. Left with a knee injury. What's going on with Ricky? I don't know. What's going on with Kirk in Los Altos? What's up, Kirk?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking the call. I was just so disappointed yesterday. I even said so before the game started that I would be very bummed out if we lose this one. I don't mind losing to the really good teams, but my whole point is, I think, I've been here, a long, long time, and I look at the Giants, and I look at the Warriors, and I now look at the 49ers, and it just seems like the Jacksonville team was bigger and faster and stronger and moving much more aggressively than the 49ers did. I just came away with two ideas. One was that I think the area to probably get.
You're cutting out there, Kirk, in Los Altos Hills. We appreciate the call.
Those Los Altos Hills,
they'll,
huh?
They'll get you, I tell you. Sounds like he's in a wind tunnel. I don't know what was going on with Kirk there, but give us a call back, Kirk.
Of all the hills that you'd like to live on in the Bay, there's the Oakland Hills.
Yes, those are nice.
Morgan Hills. Los Altos Hills, Edgewood or Redwood City Hills. Where would you like to live?
If
you
could?
Forest Hill.
There's the great Bonte Hill, of course, too. Oh, you're forgetting the best hill.
That's the highest of hills.
It's the highest.
It's the highest.
I don't think you have the royal credentials to pull that one off, Spadoni.
The Bonte Hills. You and Bonte were doing some good stuff over the weekend, too. We can get into that at some point. Giving back to the youth of America, the young journalists of the world. But as we mentioned.
Bonte Hills. Sam, you are in your bag. Giants season ending.
No, Spadoni had the Bonte Hill joke.
Oh, was that you? I'm sorry.
I literally just said it right across from you. What are you talking about?
My bad.
I said Mount Hillmore.
Mount Hillmore, yeah.
That's a Dibs creation.
I know. So, yeah, so give Spadoni the credit for his
feature. No, I'm not giving him, like, he's not the only one that came up with the Mount Rushmore of things.
Hillside and Vallejo.
Oh, the hills are alive at the sound of
Jason
music.
Jason Hill, former wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers and Sacred Heart standout.
Stop!
Sean Hill? Hey, Brock. How are you feeling physically?
You look like Sean.
Felt good. Thought I was able to go out and play quarterback and give our team a chance. And so that's that.
So it didn't bother you?
No.
That sounded very curt and short and saying.
I don't believe him. I mean, he's just, what's he going to, I mean, he's not going to make excuses, but I don't believe him. I'm not mad at him either. It's not his fault. Sometimes you have to, like, protect the players from themselves.
You've been talking about a lot about his regression lately.
Look, for those that are just turning in.
I'm starting to get worried, Joe.
17 games the last 2 years.
I'm starting to get worried.
Going back to the beginning of 2024, he's played 17 games. He's 7-10. The team is 7-10. He has 29 touchdowns overall, 5 rushing, 24 passing. He has 24 turnovers.
24.
I mean, you want to know why, like, you will not play quarterback long in any system in the NFL. Turnovers.
Kyle Shanahan spoke to that yesterday.
I thought our energy was fine. I thought it was, you know, I think rhythm was tough probably with the 4 turnovers. And I think we had 1 punt in each half, 4 turnovers, one of them that I think would have been a touchdown. It's tough to overcome those 4 turnovers. Then you give up a punt return for a touchdown. And then we didn't get any. So still had a chance to win that, had the ball with 2.5 minutes left. Down 5, I believe, around the 50-yard line, but then had another turnover.
And then, you know, if I was Kyle Shanahan, there's the whole, hey, we had the turnovers and all that. You also essentially gave up 10 points on special teams, you gave up an untouched punt return touchdown, and then right before the half, you gave up a huge, huge return, which gave them 30 seconds and multiple timeouts the opportunity to kick a field goal.
You said something to me before the show that literally blew my mind.
Oh, the last time the 49ers had their own punt return touchdown?
Yeah, the last time you actually felt positive about the Niners special teams, like that they could make a difference.
Ted Ginn Jr. had 2 returns against Seattle, Harbaugh's first ever game against Pete Carroll, 2011 at home, 49er Stadium.
That can't be it. Like, there's got to be...
Look it up. I bet you that's the last punt return.
The last time there's been a punt return touchdown for the 49ers, because we know what happens all the time against him, it feels like. When's the last time it happened for them? We know Shanahan thinks that it's a, you know, he views the special teams as don't lose me the game. We need to eventually start, you know, evolving here and say, can it help win me a game? Because it helped win Jacksonville the game yesterday.
That same year with Ted Ginn Jr., he was wide open. They had the Thursday night Thanksgiving matchup on my birthday, the Harbowl, the first one, Ravens, Niners, and they lost. Ted Ginn Jr. over the top dropped 2 big-time passes. He ends up getting hurt in the playoffs, and he's deactivated for the NFC Championship game, and that's why Kyle Williams was your returner in the NFC Championship game. I know.
September 11th, 2011 was the last punt return for a touchdown.
Against the Rams. First week of the year.
Seahawks.
Seahawks. My bad. Seahawks against Pete Carroll. Yeah.
14 years ago. 14 years
2011.
Ago. And that's insane.
I think the last one before that was Fred Otis Amy, Sac State Hornets, Stingers up. Number 18. His name was Otis Amy, but he went by Fred as well. he had a visor, and he had a touchdown return in a game Yeah. And that was like 08, 09, 07, something like that. Dude, I'm longing for the days of Vinny Sutherland, for Christ's sake.
I'm longing for just Deebo Samuel to be back there to give me something. Like, I miss Deebo Samuel right now. I do. I miss seeing Deebo Samuel. I know the money, the finances, the dead cap, whatever. God, they're just missing playmakers offensively. Someone with some burst and some juice. Good God. Speaking of burst and juice, Armando's in San Leandro wants to join the conversation. What's up, Armando? You're on the Morning Roast.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. How are we doing today?
I mean, I've been better.
It's a Monday.
Okay. Hey, check it out. On Friday, I called in for two things. Number one, my daughter got married on Saturday, and they told me, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. The wedding went beautiful. My daughter Crystal with Robert, beautiful. Nice. Number two,
did you have
I
to foot the bill?
Play the hot hand. Play the hot hand. Play Mac Jones. Play the hot hand. But they did not listen to me, and this is what happened. There it is.
They should have, Armando, you're right. They should have listened to you. Shanahan, after his presser, just said, I should have listened to Armando. I should have stuck with the hot hand and Mac Jones. It's not even sticking with the hot hand for me, and this is what I'm going to keep reiterating all morning. More of your calls, more of your texts. The 49ers make a mistake starting Brock Purdy yesterday. 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. You should have went with Mac to give Brock more rest for next Thursday. Yes, I could have came away with this and wrapped my head around a loss, even if they have gotten blown out. You're 3-1. It's not the end of the world. It's an AFC opponent. It's not a divisional opponent. It's not an NFC opponent. It's really not going to be the difference between making the playoffs or not. I believe that. But
it did feel very swingy in the sense that it would swing momentum to start the season.
Yes, but I also would have felt a hell of a lot better this morning, Joe, if it would just been a blowout with my backup. I could have wrapped my head around that as a Niner fan. Hey, we're getting our guy Brock back this week. He's got more extra time. Like, that's when you talk me into Brock Purdy playing against the Rams. That's the day you call in and say, hey, you know what, guys? This is a tough loss to be expected. It's our backup quarterback. We went 2-1 with him. That's okay. Let's gear up for the Rams. We're going to get Brock back. I feel better.
But if you pay a guy $150 million, don't you, if he wants to go out and play, don't you play him? Like, are you saying no to Josh Allen? Are you saying no to, I'm just asking, are you saying no to Mahomes? Are you saying no to Justin Herbert?
Let's be honest. Kyle Shanahan runs that locker room, not Brock Purdy. Kyle Shanahan's the letter of the law there, not Brock Purdy. So if Kyle Shanahan tells you, you know what, Brock, sorry, I know you're wanting to come to me and say you can play, I'm protecting you from yourself and saying no. That's what the great head coaches do. That's the Andy Reids. That's the Belichicks. That's these type of guys. Now, those guys have Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Is Brock a Hall of Fame quarterback? No, he's not yet. So that's why I'm the head coach and I'm protecting him from himself, because I know I have you as an investment and I can't afford you to get hurt more than you already are. And I'm coming away from this game now with more questions than answers about his health going forward, Joe. Is he regressing because of the injury, because of the ability? I hate using that word regress. But he hasn't looked good in two games. He had a good moment in game one again with Jake Tonjes. Has he looked good?
I zoom back, right, and I go, all right, big picture. How the heck do all these guys keep getting hurt at quarterback? Now, I know the position is just, it's violent.
Are you talking Niners specific or the league?
No, the Niners and like every year, Brian Hoyer got hurt, Beathard got hurt, and then boom, here comes Jimmy. And the only reason Jimmy played is because someone got hurt, got knocked out of the game. And then Jimmy got hurt, and then here comes Mullins. And then Mullins got hurt. Remember, he tore his elbow. And then the next year, Jimmy's up there, and he's pretty healthy all 2019 season. 2020, Jimmy goes down again. Nick Mullins goes down again, right? Like, remember where we were, 2021. Jimmy gets hurt multiple times. Trey gets hurt multiple times. 2022, Trey goes down. Jimmy goes down. Brock goes down at the end of the year. Like, it is insane. Like, and I don't want to just, like, straight up blame him, but, like, it's insane the amount of times this quarterback keeps getting hurt. I know it's football. I watch the red zone like all of us, and someone's lying on the ground every other play. Like, I get that. But how are so many quarterbacks? Mac Jones been hurt twice in 5 games, yeah. Preseason and regular season. Brock Purdy's been hurt multiple times. It's not just the foot, it's also the shoulder. Like, this is crazy.
I'm going to tell
you. They drafted a guy who's already hurt.
Joe, I'm going to tell you why on the other side I'm not surprised by all these quarterback injuries. And there's no one to blame but Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch when it comes to that.